Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 129 for Wednesday, November 4th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were stronger on follow-through buying Wednesday morning, with additional support coming from gains in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $3 higher, with the January contract coming in at $479.10 per ton. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Some northern areas of Brazil need rain for parched soybean fields. Commercial buying has been steady, which also helped to support the market. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both stronger, which helped to underpin values. However, North American harvest pressure limited the gains. There are ideas the next survey of Canadian canola will show a larger crop than previously reported. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans are up a cent, with the most active January contract coming in at $8.82 a bushel. Prices receive support from chart-based trading, along with firm world demand for vegetable oil. Indonesia is apparently looking for more biodiesel these days, and that has been supportive for soybeans. However, traders expect next week's USDA report to raise the ending stocks for soybeans in the U.S. from 425 million bushels to 435 million. The U.S. dollar is firmer today, which also put pressure on the market. Corn was 3 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at 377 per bushel. The high U.S. dollar has put pressure on corn and thrown some choppiness into trading. The USDA is expected to raise the ending stocks for corn in next week's report, which already has some traders positioning themselves. Commercial buying is steady, which helped to limit the losses. U.S. wheat is also 5 cents lower, with the December contract coming in at $5.10 a bushel. Recent moisture has improved the outlook for U.S. crops, especially in the southern plains. The winter wheat in the southern plains has been facing drought stress, but rain is helping significantly. Rain has also been falling in the Black Sea region, most notably in Ukraine and Russia, which has helped those areas, which have been suffering from dryness as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, November 4th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.